Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Thursday, May 21st, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Well, we're going to get right into the news tonight. Want to talk about Rand Paul's filibuster. Well, it wasn't technically a filibuster. It ended right before midnight, and the reauthorization of the Patriot Act wasn't actually up for a vote. However, he did commandeer the Senate for about 10 hours, reminding us that the Patriot Act can scoop up a lot more than just our metadata. Now, he made some very good points there as he stalled the debate on reauthorization of the Patriot Act. One, the NSA can use the Patriot Act to collect in bulk a lot more than just phone records. Now, the controversy is over Section 215 of the Patriot Act, which is what the NSA uses to collect massive amounts of phone metadata. But Democrat Ron Wyden also joined Senator Paul, and he wanted to remind everyone that the NSA can basically use Section 215 to turn all of our phones into tracking devices 24 hours a day. And he also strongly suggested that the agency would be able to collect in bulk millions of innocent Americans' credit card records, medical records, financial and bank records, gun records, and they're going to use Section 215 to do all of that as well. Now, he also pointed out that the USA Freedom Act doesn't cover everything. Now, the USA Freedom Act is legislation that was passed by the House just last week, and it would replace bulk collection with a system that would search the data held by telephone companies on a case-by-case basis. Now, Paul kept bringing up the FISA Amendments Act, which allows officials to collect material including search history, the content of emails, file transfers, and live chats. And the NSA also abuses this same law to scan large portions of emails coming in and out of the U.S. And the USA Freedom Act also doesn't touch Executive Order 12333, which governs how the NSA can collect supposedly purely overseas communication. Now, he also said NSA surveillance is used for a lot more than just terrorism cases. We've pointed this out plenty of times. There's a little cited technique known as parallel construction, where the Drug Enforcement Administration is getting wiretaps from the NSA and then hands over that information to local cops. And we already know all about the fusion centers that are all over the country. Paul also points out how using the Patriot Act for mass surveillance is illegal no matter what Congress does. Just 2 weeks ago, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that it was illegal for the NSA to use the law to conduct mass surveillance at all. So Paul kept bringing up the fact, why is Congress even considering renewing an authority for a program that would be illegal for the NSA to continue anyway? Absolutely absurd. And then lastly, he said that there are plenty of other civil liberties concerns that Congress has yet to deal with. Obviously, there's a number of other controversial practices. One is known as sneak and peek warrants. These are court orders that allow law enforcement officers to essentially break into suspects' homes without their knowledge. These were sold as being needed for terrorism, but they were used in more than 99% of the time in drug cases. And also, there is the little tool being used by law enforcement, civil asset forfeiture.
Mr. Ashcroft, would you mind answering one question? I'm from a local journalist about citizen asset forfeiture. Do you think it's fair about the civil asset forfeiture for people to have their assets taken away without being found guilty?
Well, it depends on what the charge is.
Well, what if they haven't been put to trial or anything? Do you think it's fair that hard-earned money, not put to trial in any way, shape, or form yet, be taken by law authorities?
I think you have to look at the Constitution to figure that out.
Okay, there are several states that just repealed refused to repeal.
That's a public policy decision they've made.
And
they're entitled to make it. And so each state has the ability to do that, and that's one of the reasons that we have a federal system.
That's true. And where in the Constitution does it give the authority for police to take people's hard-earned money without a trial?
Well, you'd have to go to the variety of cases that have ruled on it.
Thank you. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. When it comes to you and your family's health, InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
White House science czar John P. Holdren, who wrote the eugenics classic Eco-Science, Population, Resources, Environment with Paul and Ann Ehrlich, a population control manifesto that insists that illegitimate babies either be put up for adoption or aborted, adding sterilants to public drinking water and staple foods, restricting the number of children you can have, and ultimately creating a central planetary regime to control all population resources in the environment.
Now, the heart of his outlook is what he calls, he says that population is the root of all human problems. In other words, people pollute. Humanity is a cancer on the face of the earth. The one big problem in the ecosystem is the role of humankind. And of course, in reality, the existing ecosystem could not survive without the constant contributions of human production. Holdren says that the optimum world population is 1 billion. Now let's pause. At the time Holdren wrote that, the world population was already 4 billion. Today, if you say the optimum population is 1 billion, it would mean that more than 5 billion would have to go. And again, these are orders of magnitude that Hitler, Stalin, and Mao never dreamed of. Only in the mind of fanatics like Holdren do we get genocide of these proportions.
Now Holdren is using the old globalist tool, order out of chaos, citing the new statistics that 40% of U.S. bee colonies have collapsed over the past year. Holdren and the Obama administration are calling for restoring 7 million acres of bee habitat in the next 5 years. Before the feds start snatching up land and forcing people off of it, while buddying up to Crop Life America, the group that represents the makers of pesticides, what are those that spend every day with bees saying? InfoWars spoke with Texas-based Round Rock honey owner Conrad Buffard in his element.
I was teaching at a public high school full-time, raising a family, and starting this company and running one other company all at the same time, working all the time. And I did not have time to take my bees out to California or to, you know, become a commercial pollinator. Well, it turns out that I got a lot of criticism from more established beekeepers because of that. Ended up showing that I was actually doing things right because most of those guys, they've come around to doing things the way I do, which is small numbers of hives set out on big pieces of land. Because of the drought cycle, you have to be able to put six to 12 hives per acre and be okay with that. And so you have to have a lot of bee sites. We have to be able to spread our stuff out, you know, spread our bees out so that they can get proper levels of nutrition. And so colony collapse disorder, the key issue is the way that we've always done things as an industrialized food society, you know. Our food is grown on, you know, in fields where it's just a large monocrop. You put bees out there and they only get one single source of nutrition, one single source of pollen, and they end up starving to death. Recently, with this federal task force to help the bees, I think that they're generally, they have, I guess, good intentions, if you will. However, from what I read, they were just wanting to plant a few flowers by the side of the road and at federal housing projects and things like that. And that's not even going to be a Band-Aid. That's nothing, really. There are certain types of pesticides that are widely available in the United States that, you know, have a sublethal effect on bees. And especially, I've heard so many times from so many farmers that GMO corn and corn treated, pre-treated with certain pesticides, that the bees will die off in the beginning. Like if we were to set this in front of a cornfield that was just coming up, the bees, about half the hive, three quarters of the hive would die off right away, and then the remainder would come back. But the thing is that they've lost their momentum. So the next year comes around, they die off again, they've lost their momentum again. So they're on a downward spiral. There's also new pests and new challenges for bees. Just like humans can be susceptible to certain viruses and things like that, so can bees. And new ones are being introduced. It seems, you know, every year there's something new. New mites, new this, new that. And those also have a big impact on bees. Sometimes even the cures for those things, or what we're told are the cures for those things, can be even more deadly for the bees. I have seen underneath a scanning electron microscope perfectly square pollen grains. And that doesn't happen in nature. Well, speaking with the gentleman that was showing me that, who's very well respected, nationally and internationally respected and acclaimed scientist on pollen here in Texas, you know, he said that that was GMO corn out of Kansas. And it's perfectly square. I mean, no wonder it's going to cause problems, because it can't move through the tissues as well as, say, a natural pollen could. And of course it's going to cause problems. So, you know, so that's why we put our hives out here in these natural habitats where there's no cropland within 4 miles of here. And if there is, it's the bees aren't foraging on it. And the only way we know that they're not foraging on it is because we do pollen tests with Texas A&M that tell us exactly what's in the honey. Right now I can tell you that the general mix of our honey is persimmon. That's a big one. We also have a lot of acacia and a small amount of mesquite trees. So we're seeing mainly acacia, wahio, those sorts of acacia, and a little bit of some other trees. But we're seeing a typical Texas profile. In other words, plants that there would be no way could be made into GMO seed, or could be made from GMO seed. They're natural plants. And if you take other honeys, especially some from the Midwest and other areas where there's a lot of commercial planting, you'll find large amounts. If you find any pollen at all, you'll find large amounts of GMO pollens.
Obama signed H.R. 993. It was a bill funding the federal government, and there was a rider in it, a Monsanto and biotech rider. The gist of the rider is a dangerous, ghoulish GMO food crop can't be stopped by a court order. That crop can still be grown, harvested, and sold in the U.S. There are many reasons given to the decline in bees, but one argument that matters most is the use of genetically modified organisms and Terminator seeds, genetically produced and distributed by powerful multinational lobbies that manipulate government and agricultural policy to encompass their agenda of dominance in the agricultural industry. American conglomerates such as Monsanto, Pioneer Seeds, and others have created seeds that do not reproduce. Logic states that if the flower pollen is sterile, bees are potentially going malnourished and dying of illness due to the lack of nutrients and the interruption of the digestive capacity of what they feed on through the summer and over the winter hibernation process.
So, you know, if people want to make a change, you know, grow their own plants from seed, grow them in soil that they mix themselves, that it's clean, and don't use things like Roundup.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Well, if you are an Alex Jones radio show viewer, then you know we've had a pretty sensational day here at InfoWars. Joining me in studio now, Rob Dew and Jakari Jackson. Now, we wanted to put together a Black Lives Matter protest, go out, educate the people, let them know that the race war starts in the womb, educate people on who Margaret Sanger is. And, you know, Jakari, talk to me a little bit about what the intention was for this.
Well, we all know about the Black Lives Matter movement, the hashtag. And, you know, our thought was, why not expand it beyond just police brutality? Because, yes, we know that is very much an issue, but it also affects people in a very positive or in a very profound way when it comes to abortion. Blacks are aborted at a huge rate in this country. We all know that it wasn't too long ago in New York, they actually aborted more children, black children, than were born. So with this in mind, let's go out here and address this and talk to the people. And by and large, it worked out pretty well. Mm-hmm. We did have some communist agitators who showed up with their black tarp. Do if you can hand me that tarp.
Yeah. Well, commie scumbags.
So, you know, we had a very peaceful demonstration, and then they came with I'm not exactly sure what this is
it's a roofing material.
Okay, roofing material. So they came out with this and tried to cover people's signs. And I tried to talk to one of the guys out there, one of the communist guys.
This is communist cloak material.
Yeah. maybe that's what they make their cloaks out of.
Cloak of secrecy.
But I was trying to talk to one of the communist guys, and he said, you're being aggressive. You're being, you know, intimidating.
Asking him a question.
Yeah, just asking him a question. I was like, okay, whatever. I'll go talk to somebody else. And before I could spin to turn around, he and his friend go up to somebody else with a sign and start... shoving them like this, trying to cover their son. I'm like,
mind you, we didn't realize at the time who these people were. They were just showing up, and they were so angry.
Yeah, they were
like,
silent.
InfoWars is anti-woman and anti-black people, and they were like shaking and crying because they were just seething with anger. And then turns out CJ actually recognized one of them from an event or something, and he said, hey, aren't those the kids that were marching around with a hammer and sickle, and aren't those communists? But go on. So, yes, things got out of hand.
Well, I mean, it didn't get too far out of hand. Yes, police were called. And by and large, I thought APD did a pretty good job today. We have had issues with them in the past, but not today. Except they didn't arrest some of the guys who came up and actually physically attacked us, which I was kind of disappointed about.
The first agitation happened where it was three guys who weren't dressed in all black
who we'll see some video of them later, especially the one who's kind of vampiric. But they went over and started messing with a guy who's he's mentally impaired. He's been brain damaged from an accident. He was hit by a car, but he comes out to all the protests. He's a big Ron Paul supporter. His name's Ronnie Reeferseed. Anyway, he's standing there with his sign and they just start wailing on him. And he's like, wait a minute, guys, leave me alone, leave me alone. And he actually filed, charges. He pressed charges against those guys. But then they come back. And they all get together. They all left for a while, and we thought they were done. But they all come back, and they link arms. And I've actually shot video of this as they were linking arms. I knew something was up. I start following them. First thing they do is hit an old man. Big, tough communist hitting an old man.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They knock him out of the way. And then they run into Weldon Henson and some other people. Well, Weldon wasn't going to move for him. And so they start going around him. But their main target was Alex Jones. Mm-hmm. And they were literally going, excuse me, pardon me, as they're, like, running into people, hitting them, trying to knock him out of the way. They're going after his mic, and they finally succeed in grabbing the mic, but we had backups, of course. We always carry a backup cord, a backup mic, because this has happened before.
Right.
Alex Jones is at the Democratic
National Convention. Look at these liberals with the censoring
free speech.
Oh.
Well, this happened to Alex back in, I think it was the DNC in Denver, when he was bullhorning. And this is a big, I think it was 2008. 9/11 was an inside job, was big back then. They went and cut his mic cable to his bullhorn. Cut the cable to it. Well, and they just went and got a backup bullhorn and got another bullhorn. That's how we do it.
Right.
You know, we come prepared with extra stuff. We had signs. We took the time to make them. These guys didn't have anything. They came out with their black pieces of paper. Then they were taking
pizza boxes,
making, you know, InfoWars is anti-women because we don't agree that, you know, babies should be allowed. There should be legalized baby killing in this country. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. And this is what gets me at the bottom line. These people are not for women's health. That is not what they're there for. Because we have video that some of our people shot and gave to us. Mm-hmm. And these people love to kill babies. They admit it.
They're so racist, and they love killing babies.
Yeah. One guy, the guy with all the tattoos on his neck and the big lion tattoos on his face, little skinny, little rat-looking guy, he's proud that he's like, oh, I kill all my babies. I'm proud of it.
I've paid for about 50 so far.
So proud of it. And then the skinny black girl turned and said, I kill all my babies. Mm-hmm. They're just proud of it. And there she is with her Lenin and Stalin tattoo. That's her with her serve the people. It's not about serving the people. It's about killing people that don't agree with you.
Yeah.
That's their message at the end of the day.
Right. Well, these people support democide and forced abortion by default if they are for Mao and Stalin. I mean, how do they justify? They tell everyone, hey, come around to our group, our weekly group. We're going to learn about Mao.
Oh, yeah.
We're
he's such
learn
a great
about
guy. He only killed
80
million people.
But they only want to teach you about the young Mao and the young Stalin, who were the revolutionaries who overthrew the bourgeoisie.
Like, their ideas got co-opted. No,
yeah.
That was their idea. That was their plan.
After Mao allowed the Red Guards to go in and do all their unsettlement with the People's Liberation Army, he had them slaughtered. So once he let them...
Useful idiots, brown shirts.
And that, who does that as well? Soros. What have we seen? How he's gone in the same thing, fiscally supported the people's uprising in these countries, and they think, yay, we've overthrown our corrupt government officials, and then...
It gets replaced with something
in
worse.
With something even worse. And they want to tear down what we have in the United States and prop up a communist regime or
which
a socialist regime.
We don't sit here and apologize for our government.
No, we are
very critical of our own government all the time. It's not like something where we go, well, you know, they're trying hard. No, we know that those people are bought and paid off.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. We have to get back to what they say is a democratically elected government, but like real people where it's not voting machines determining who's going to be running our lives.
Right. And not career politicians.
Look at them. There they are right there.
They're very proud, but you know, you notice too, they didn't want to talk on camera because that's the first person I talked to. I did my introduction. I said, let's find out why these guys are here. They had nothing to say.
But cuss words.
Cuss at you.
They
and I'm like,
very...
what's your name? It's like F you. And even though we found all their Facebook pages and all that.
Oh my gosh. And once they were found out, once they realized, oh wow, they actually know who we are, they wouldn't even admit that that's who they were. And you could just see their whole energy just kind of went, oh.
Yeah. And they're like, we're not communists. And then you cut to a picture of the guy at a communist rally.
He's like holding up the hammer and sickle.
And I think what we proved today is really how the media is going to be in the future. You're going to have people at live events happening. You're going to be able to grab all this, kind of what the NSA does, and, you know, grab master We were almost able to master the human domain by just looking at what these people put up on their Facebooks. And people need to look at this as a good thing and a bad thing. One, we can find out about people. Two, this is what the government is doing to you. They are looking at you and they're making algorithms based on that. We're out there just saying, hey, maybe we should have a discussion about why we're killing so many blacks right. via abortion. And they didn't like
that. When do black lives start to matter to you?
Right.
I mean, that it starts in the womb. And they were so against that. And it, like you point out, it's not about Black Lives Matter. I mean, they were so angry at us. How dare you come out and co-opt the Black Lives Matter movement to push a pro-life agenda when they swooped in, the Red Guards group, not necessarily Red Guards Austin, but that they swooped into Ferguson immediately. Remember, we were like, why is there a communist group there in Ferguson trying to get new members and recruit new people? And they're out there telling this Black Lives Matter movement, hey, we're for you. We're against the cops. Down with the pigs. Right. Kill
the cops.
We're
for the people. We're for the people.
Yeah, we're for the join our group.
I read a lot about Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge from people who actually survived working in those death camps. And this is what happened. They would send in their minions to go into towns. And if you had glasses, if you knew how to read, they would just take you out in the street and shoot you. Okay? As far as I know, these people know how to read. They can use Facebook. So they obviously know how to read and type. These people would be killed too. In that type of government, they don't want anybody who can think for themselves. That's at the bottom line. That is what these movements are all about.
Right.
Anybody who has an individual thought is immediately killed. And like reading these stories, most of these were kids because what they did was take the kid. They killed the parents. They would take the kids out into the country and make them work on farms and not feed them and starve them to death. And if you did anything out of line, you were beaten, you were killed, you were shot. They did things like, oh, you can leave now. And then they would go hunt them in the woods. I mean, it was horrible stuff. And this from the kids who experienced it. This wasn't third hand. These were little kids who wrote letters about it years later after it. Totally disgusting what goes on with these things. But the bottom line is, if you're any type of individual, you are outed.
Right. Well, and that's what we interviewed the woman who had escaped communism. And she's speaking out against Common Core, Lily for Liberty. But that's what she was talking about, is that anyone who was against the government would be isolated, starved. Everyone there is trained to be a robot. No one there is going to be winning any Nobel Peace Prizes because the ones who get to move on are the ones who, you know, love Mao and support the government. And she would have to keep a diary of if her family was speaking out against the government or, you know, and she would have to recite things that Mao was saying every day. And this is who the Red Guards pledge their allegiance to Mao. Mm-hmm. And then he had them slaughtered after he had them do all their dirty work for him.
And that's what Hitler did. He got his brown shirt goons to go in and create uprisings in the area and attack Jews and demonize them. And then once the dirty work was done, they got killed. So I got news for you out there, Red Guard here in Austin. If you think you're going to get some revolution and think you're going to go out and just attack people and start a bunch of, you know, nonsense, essentially, you're not really doing anything productive.
Right.
Trying to tear the country apart. You're not doing anything. And at the end of the day, if you do succeed, which you won't, but if by some reason you'll be killed too.
Pretty much.
Well, and they're basically calling for violence. And then, so that's what we've been saying all along, is that these Soros-backed groups are going in there to try and cause racial violence.
Well, they attacked us. They wanted a violent confrontation.
Right. And that's what they're all for.
They sat in demon and watching them do that tactic where they all linked arms and walk in. That is just, that's like one of the oldest tricks in the book. Where we're just walking. We're all linking arms and you're in our way. That is like one of the oldest things.
I know. Excuse me. Please excuse. Yeah.
They were rules for radicals.
Being polite, asking everyone to move out of the way as I barrel through you.
And screaming at you in your face because.
And damage your property. And,
right. And they don't like, they got the gall. They were like, how could you take this Black Lives Matter movement and demean it? I'm like, what do you mean demean it? More black kids are killed. More babies are killed. Defenseless babies.
Margaret
killed.
Sanger was like the queen of the KKK.
She
I don't think they understand her. That. You know, I wanted to have a dialogue with them about that, but of course they wouldn't talk to me. They just said, F you. But yeah, they don't understand the history of the Planned Parenthood organization going back to the American Birth Control League. And they started this thing to kill the black weeds, as Margaret Sanger said. Mm-hmm. And now Planned Parenthood still exists today, but they think it's the greatest thing in the world because they tell you they will abort their children.
Oh yeah. In fact, let's go to the clips now. We'll put them back to back. The rat looking dude and then the other.
The girl with the Stalin tattoo.
The Stalin Lenin tattoos. Just remember that that's what she has on her arm.
Come on.
She's that serious about communism.
Tattooed. Yeah, but that guy, he's not a rat. He's a wannabe baby Bill Ayers.
Baby Bill. So let's go to those now, and you can just hear in their own words. They're not about women's health. They're not about, you know, saving women's lives. It's about killing babies. Right. It's all what it's about. At the end of the day, they want to kill babies.
Kill babies. I pay for that.
You know something?
I pay all my money for that. I get free abortions on demand without apology.
You are wicked as hell.
Yep. And I'm going to hell. You know, yeah, I still pay to kill babies, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How do you get your abortions paid for?
I pay for them.
I thought you said
how many
free?
Have you paid for it?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you must make
I raise money from the community for it.
Oh, you don't use your money? You multiply your efforts, huh?
Why are you so worried about a zygote? Ultimately, your sympathies do not lie with black people. They lie with your racist, white, middle-class agenda, and that's where it will always lie, and you will be destroyed holding that line.
Okay, I adopted two children.
Oh, good for you, white savior. Aren't you so proud? You're
they're white not guy. White.
He's not white. Exactly. You're a white savior. You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right?
How many did you adopt?
I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
So there you have it. In their own words, they love paying for abortion. They love killing babies. What kind of people are those? I mean, really?
Yeah, they don't care about human life.
No. I mean, and they're sitting there, we're speaking for women. They're speaking for women's health, saying they want to put them in a procedure that endangers their lives.
Well, I mean, that's just the attacks they have. If you're black, they'll call you a racist. If you're a female, they'll call you a sexist. You know, they have really no base argument
if
in
you're
reality.
A woman like David Knight's wife, you know, they adopted children and they're...
It's white privilege.
You're a white savior, you know, like white demon, which is...
No, white people aren't allowed to be decent. White people aren't allowed to be decent. We're just allowed to be the scapegoat.
We all should just kill ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Would that make you happy, Jakari, if I
could? No, I would not be happy.
I mean, it's totally ridiculous what their whole agenda is. And what we're going to be doing over the next few days is exposing it through videos, through the power of information and media. We're going to be showing these people when we're asking them if they're communist and if they go to Stalinist meetings and they pretend like they don't know what we're talking about. And then we're going to show them on their Facebook pages.
How do they justify the...
Which they're taking down all their pictures right now, but we've got them.
We've got the picture of the pig's head that they have hanging, saying, you know, yes, all cops, that they want to kill the cops, take the guns away from the cops. And they're all for the Second Amendment if it's them killing cops.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, they were bitching about the NRA. One guy was. He was like, what are you, an NRA member? What's wrong with being an NRA member? You know, what's wrong with that?
The NRA started to teach minorities how to shoot.
Yeah.
Regardless of what, I don't agree with everything they do today, but that's how they started.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And the Democratic Party was started for what? It was to take away gun rights.
Right.
You know, that was how they started. The Ku Klux Klan was started to take away people's gun rights. I mean, the Democratic Party is the party of the Klan. They don't have their interest. They don't have minorities' interest in heart. They just want to use that big base to take away other people's rights at the end and confuse them with bull.
Right. Well, and it's just so in your face there how they can distort history because they're sitting there holding these weekly
meetings.
Honestly,
I don't think they know it.
Well, they don't. Or they only teach a certain portion of it. Most people, you're right, they don't know that. And that's what we were out there today to try and educate people on. But also just the fact that you could hold weekly meetings to praise the biggest mass murderer in history and tell people, oh, well, he wasn't like that as a kid. Somehow he got corrupted. We're not corrupted. I mean, even though we're...
Mao and Stalin, two of the biggest mass murderers.
Right.
Yeah.
And what do mass murderers agree? Gun control works. That's what they agree. They all love gun control because that's what they always do. Even though they say, oh, no, they didn't do that. The liberal left comes back and says, they didn't ban guns. No, not for themselves, just anybody else.
Well, and forced abortion and democide. How else do you think that they made it all happen?
And they go after the weak in society.
That's how they achieve their goals. Right.
Yeah,
they
saw that proof positive today, attacking old men.
They attacked an old man holding
a sign. They attacked David Knight's daughter, okay?
Really?
One of the big guys was trying to come after his daughter. How old, Hannah? 8?
She's
12, but still.
She's a minor, obviously.
She didn't stand that. She was like, you can't talk to me. Get off the sidewalk.
Nice.
You guys are just punks, man.
This is what we're dealing with. And I think it was great that they came out and showed their true colors because they want to pretend, we're for women's health. We're not with any group. And they're all of them to a T are in this little communist clique.
Right. And well, that's what I really want to point out over the next few days, because that's what really infuriated me, is that they're coming after us, calling us statists and fascists and racists.
You hiding know, behind their
all
cloak.
The typical things. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to rally up their Black Lives
Matter
movement.
This is us. We're not communists. This is us.
No, we believe in free speech. Oh, you guys
until
are.
They burn your magazine.
Not all that magazine.
They're so proud of them.
Here we are. We're not communists. We're not communists. You know, ridiculousness.
And well, that's why I just want to make sure that their message is out there loud and clear, so that they can't lie to the young people who are looking to some sort of a savior. They're looking to some sort of a group, because the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, there are a lot of young people out there that are really pissed off with the way things are going. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, you're going to have these groups who try to swoop in and take all of that anger so they can channel it for their own agenda. And it's a really messed up agenda.
And it's happened, and it's going to get worse as the economy gets worse.
Absolutely. And George Soros,
that's why
we just had an article
out.
About that. I mean, why
George
does he
Soros
know
is
all
making
this?
Money on the way up and on the way down. That's how he makes
how
it.
How does
money.
He know all this unrest is coming? Because he paid for it.
Well, not really, because he didn't give them their checks.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. They're very angry. Well, thank you guys. Now we're going to air that entire report. We've got many, many coming. There's so much footage out there. We're going to kind of ease it out as the days go on, but we'll stick around after the news, because we're going to have another full-length report coming up. But thank you so much for tuning in to the show tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. Help us out. We love getting even more subscribers, and share all of our videos with your friends there on YouTube. And you can also become a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv. Your subscription helps us run this entire operation. And when you get there, you'll get instant access to over 18 years worth of content, stuff you'll never find on YouTube. And of course, you can share your username and password with up to 20 people at the same time. So stick around. There's still more to come. We'll see you here tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central.
Chill, bro.
Yo, boy, is attacking me.
Watch out.
Just
grab the mic
again.
Look at these.
Wow. Just assaulted. Get the cops. Get the cops. Get the cops. Get the cops.
Why are you so worried about a psycho? Ultimately, your sympathies do not lie with Black people. They lie with your racist, white, middle-class agenda, and that's where it will always lie, and you will be destroyed holding that line.
Okay, I adopted two children.
Oh, good for you, white savior. Aren't you so proud? You're
they're not white.
He's not white. You're a white savior. You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right?
How many did you adopt?
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
How many
did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
Little babies, I pay for that.
You know something?
I pay all my money for that. I get free abortions on demand without apology.
You are wicked as hell.
Yep, and I'm going to hell. Yeah, I still pay to kill babies, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How do you get your abortions paid for?
I pay for them.
How many do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you must make
I raise money from the community for it.
Oh, you don't use your money? You multiply your efforts, huh?
Well, we're down here pointing out that all Black lives matter, all lives matter, and that the very people who want to literally wipe out Black Americans through Planned Parenthood on record are the ones trying to create this whole race war and garbage off some of these tragedies. So we're pointing out the real organized genocide with the documented proof. We're talking to a lot of great folks. Sir, give us your take on all this.
Yeah, I think that we're going to continue forward as a country. That we need
fight
to.
Chill. All right, we're just assaulted. Get the cops. Get the cops. That guy's got the witness.
He's coming at me again right now.
What you want to do?
Go ahead and punch me one more time. Go ahead.
Move away from the street, man. You're going to get hurt. Move away from the street.
Bro, you got to chill, bro.
Yo, boy is attacking me. Come on.
Get the out of here. Let him go. another man in the package. Get out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
Devil worshipers, he's saying your God's fallen.
Hey, we have you guys on video.
Your God's fallen. You're weak. Your God's weak.
Look at these clowns.
Watch out. Clowns.
Watch out.
Just grab the mic again.
Look at these clowns.
Hey. Who took the mic? Go get the footage.
Hey, don't beat him up.
Yeah, we're trying to get these guys out of their parking lot.
Yeah, you guys got a lot of feet? Show this.
We're trying to get out of their parking lot.
Yeah, we'll get out of your parking lot.
Hey, brother, we just
got to go.
All right,
here
you go. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.